When you first put the needle on the record, you will hear a popping or ticking sound. Please disregard this and continue to listen to our regular programming.
Still a child at 21, so go ahead and find someone who really the damage.
Thank you. listen to me, you watch me make it burn. Sense, you must learn. Give me this sense to me, you watch me make it burn. Sense, you must learn. Give me this sense to me, you watch me make it burn. Sense, you must learn. Give me this sense to me, you watch me make it burn. 38, 45, a thievery number, the corporation. 38, 45, that a root wine number. 38, 45, a thievery number, the corporation. 38, 45, that a root wine number.
Legend Area 54, The Chill Show here on 94.7 FM Alternative Portland. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And just heard a track by Sia. He's coming to town. A song we played was called Breathe. That was the Ulrich Schnaus mix of that song. Really put a nice kind of his stamp on that song, which that kind of deep, noisy ambient sound. Thievery Corporation before that did 3845. That was the sounds from the Thievery Hi-Fi album that we got that from. And then Swayzak did Snowblind. Haven't heard that song in a while. It's off their album Loops from the Bergerie.
That's what I felt like the other day.
Really?
Yeah, driving up the meadows.
Snowblind, yeah. I'm jealous. I wish I would have. I've been getting a couple good days lately.
If you get there early, you know, that's the nice thing about us working late, right, Tim? It's like,
that's right.
But you do have to get out of bed early, so.
You want to get the first
try. But once you get a couple of those powder shots, it's definitely worth it.
We were just talking about going up to the mountain. Hey, it's that time of year, you know? It's the snow is in the air and on the ground and in Mike's face. Yele before that did Seju off of an album called Pop Up, and then we start off whole set with Koshin. The song's called Damage, and it's the title track of their album.
Koshin kind of went back to their older sound again. It's a really nice album.
Oh, that's
their
good.
Latest one.
The one before
that was a little more guitar driven, and now it's a little bit of everything, but it's also one of those albums that we got and listened to. It's like, it's cool. And I've actually been listening to over the last couple of weeks and really enjoy.
You're starting to find some other tracks that you like, huh?
It's a good album. And also the Yell song, it's been out for a while. She's like the new like French sensation, you know. It's a little like simple poppy songs, but more of an electronic twist to them. And I've heard this song a couple of times, and finally listened again to the whole album, and this song is one sample of Heaven 17. They used a loop from Let Me Go.
Oh man,
even that whole synthesizer breakdown that they have in that song, you know, with the drums, or just
they
crashes.
They did the whole thing.
They took a segment of that and threw it into the song too. And I didn't hear it the first couple of times. I couldn't believe that I didn't hear that.
It's kind of a mashup or something.
I don't know if it's a mashup. Maybe she's just singing over the song.
Singing over the song. Huh.
So we were talking about Sia coming to town. When is she coming to town?
She's going to be here February at the Wonder Ballroom. She's going to be here February 19th.
That girl tours nonstop. She was here last time by herself. She played at the Wonder Ballroom
too.
Yeah,
she's she's got a pretty good following here. So tickets are $16 in advance, which it's not a bad deal to see, you know, an act like her. She treats her audience very well. You know what I mean?
It's like you're hanging out with her in the living room and she's chatty and she's comfortable.
Yeah, almost too comfortable.
You know, she's kind of weird, right? She's kind of personable, but that, you can't be that way, right?
Yeah, that's right. I don't trust people like that, man.
Yeah, you like when they're kind of more standoffish, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm more used to.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like they're scared of you, right?
Yeah, she's
got to be something wrong with that guy.
She's absolutely great, though. So
if you haven't had a chance to see her perform with 07 or on her own, you should definitely plan on coming to the show. And the Wonder Ballroom is a great location.
She'll give you your money worth for sure. Yep.
All right, what do we got here? We got Fujiya and Miyagi. That's right. In one ear and out the other. It's kind of what happens when I'm listening to Tim.
Or back announcing songs.
What?
That's what I said.
All right, music coming up for you guys. It's Area 54, Tim and Mike with you here on 94.7 FM, Alternative Portland.